This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Thanks for listening. Whether you're tuned into our mothership, 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Maybe it's AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC in Dickinson, and, of course, KTGO 1090 radio in Tioga as well. Appreciate you listening. Thanks very much. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Local numbers 258-0550. You can also text Todd at 226-8503 or me 367-2054 with your questions and or comments. Normally in this hour, we're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We have moved that this week to Friday. So those of you waiting to ask a question of Congressman Cramer, that is something we'll remind you we need to do on Friday, okay? Doing that one on Friday this week. Normally we keep them Wednesdays, but every once in a while they have to move around a little bit. And also there is a tornado drill scheduled for 11:15 today. That's about an hour from now and some change. So just wanted to make you aware that if you're hearing sirens and wondering what's going on, there is a drill planned for 11:15 today. So we'll give you a little more detail on that before the end of the hour, but just wanted you to remember that was happening as well. Betty Grandy will be here a little later on in the program. Betty is with the Heartland Institute now, but she is joining us today in her role as a volunteer with the National Day of Prayer. North Dakota has a role in that. She was here last year to tell us a little bit about that. She'll be here coming up. But right now, we're going to do a little Talk Radio Town Hall. We're just going to do it with the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota. Mr. Wayne Stengem is with us in studio in Fargo today to speak to the Politics in a Plate Luncheon that's happening 12 noon at the Holiday Inn. Wayne, nice to see you.
Good to see you again, Scott. Thanks for having me in.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, I wanted to start by talking a little bit about the visit last week of the Attorney General, and that was the U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and making a recognition, I guess, more than anything, of some good work that was done on law enforcement here, and there was a state role in that as well. Talk a little bit about what you thought of the day and the state role.
It really was great to have Jeff Sessions here and come out to make what really is a major announcement. It made national news, and it should have. But this involved a case that started up in Grand Forks with the tragic overdose of one person and then an overdose fatality of another individual. And it was one of our agents from the Bureau of Criminal Investigations who did the initial investigation and tried to determine where it was the fentanyl that killed this individual had come from. And it quickly took him over to Portland, Oregon. He went over there. He started to see that it was a national and international, in fact, operation. And so he quickly got our narcotics task force involved, the various United States law enforcement agencies, and also including the U.S. Postal Inspector, and the Treasury Department, ICE, you name it, all working together, and this took them from Florida to Oregon to a number of states here in the U.S. and then up to Canada, where we involved the RCMP, and then internationally, because we know that the fentanyl that comes into the U.S. by and large comes from China. And so there was a major indictment of some 30-some individuals throughout in this case. But really, I think it was a textbook example of the kind of cooperation that law enforcement ought to be following, and they did follow in this case. And it also involved, of course, Chris Myers, who's the U.S. attorney. He'll be prosecuting these cases because they're interstate and international. They're federal cases, and he and his staff will do an outstanding job, I'm sure, prosecuting these individuals once they're found. And then the other good news seems to be that it appears we may be beginning to get some cooperation from officials in China, and that's really
critical. Is that just never happened?
It hasn't happened to the extent that it is now. And I don't know the extent to which the administration was involved in this, but up till now, China has said, well, look, you and the U.S. have the problem. You're the ones that have the people who use these products. You're the ones that supply for the demand, and why are you looking to us? Well, finally, China did list fentanyl. Fentanyl is an exceedingly toxic and fatal substance. One or two or three grains of it can kill a person, and that's why it's so dangerous. Well, they did finally list this on their own version of the Controlled Substances Act in China. And so presumably some of those folks, the Chinese nationals, five of them that were subject to the indictment, perhaps have been dealt with over there. They're on the run here, but warrants are out for them, and they'll be captured eventually and have to face their day in court.
So the most significant part of Jeff Sessions being here, as far as the national news, would be what? What would your takeaway?
I think to highlight as President Trump has, and everybody in Washington at least is starting to get the picture, that we have an opioid crisis here in the U.S. and it starts with prescription medications, which have been overprescribed and create the demand for people to turn to heroin. And here in North Dakota, for example, 10 years ago at our crime lab, we had one sample of heroin that was submitted to the lab for analysis in the entire year. And now it comes in every day. And who would ever have thought we had a heroin problem in North Dakota? And then people who feel that the heroin that they're getting isn't powerful enough are finding that they're mixing it with fentanyl, the substance I had discussed earlier. And so it just resounds all across the nation, and that includes here in North Dakota.
What more do you see being done in the future in North Dakota? One of the things I noted that Jeff Sessions mentioned was Big Pharma, saying that he saw a role for Big Pharma here and some liability for Big Pharma. I mean, in Minnesota now, I know, is doing this, what is it, a penny per pill towards rehab that they're putting back on Big Pharma. Do you see additional action against Big Pharma at all in this?
Well, I'm working with 40 of my attorney general colleagues on investigations into this very issue, because believe that the Big Pharma, Purdue in particular, is in large part responsible for the crisis we're seeing. They appear to have created a false narrative that you may have heard starting a few years ago: doctors aren't adequately treating pain. And so they started to promote these highly addictive opioids. They appear to have said they're not that addictive. It's the best medication that there possibly can be for pain relief. And then we find out now that the oxycodone, the hydrocodone, OxyContin, those kinds of narcotic painkillers are not suitable for long-term chronic pain. And then we started here in North Dakota with a prescription drug monitoring program, so doctors can go and look at the records to see who's going from doctor to doctor seeking out these highly addictive medications. Purdue and others, and we're looking at the evidence that supports this, said if you see somebody's going from doctor to doctor looking for more narcotic painkillers, that is not a sign that they are addicted. It is a sign that you're not prescribing enough. And so we're looking at the potential for litigation. A number of states have done that.
That would be a legal culpability to make a position like that.
Well, we think so, and we think that that's where the investigation that we're involved in is looking at. And they have produced, pursuant to our civil investigative demands, millions of pages of documents. And, of course, our office and the others who are involved in this coalition have to sort through all of that evidence. But it's something that we're seriously looking at. A number of states have already sued, and that's something that I will suspect that if the evidence indicates what I just talked about, we'll do that same thing here.
Let's talk a little bit about federal overreach. There's plenty of that that has been keeping you busy in the Attorney General's office and going after. And I understand there's a new ruling that just came out in the last couple of days on the waters of the U.S.
Well, in North Dakota, we have the waters of the U.S., which is probably the most highly controversial and universally disliked rule that ever came down the pike on the federal side. And believe me, there are plenty of contenders for that title.
But
the waters of the U.S. was one of them. They attempted to answer the question, what exactly is the navigable waters of the U.S.? And the EPA adopted a rule that basically said all of it is. And we took great exception to that, and I assembled a group of 11 of my colleagues, and we went to district court right here in Fargo, North Dakota, to get an injunction. And of all the states, and there were over 100 lawsuits that were filed, the only coalition that was able to get an injunction was here in North Dakota. Well, all kinds of legal maneuvering ensued because the EPA came in and said, well, these cases should not be heard in the district court. They should be heard in the federal courts of appeals. That case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, who came back and said unanimously they belong in the district courts. Well, so then the EPA, you know, I should say, when Scott Pruitt was confirmed as head of the EPA, I thought, well, this might be a good start for us to unravel some of this federal overreach, particularly the waters of the U.S. But instead of fighting offense, now we're on defense, because as they try to unravel that rule, then in come the environmental groups, and they're saying, no, wait a minute, you cannot repeal this rule. And so we're
fighting now, huh?
So now we're, I see the music, and maybe we can pick up.
Yeah, let's pick up on the other side of the break more with Wayne Stenjam, Attorney General of North Dakota, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Questions, comments, welcome. We'll continue our conversation after the break. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Extension to the Attorney General in just a moment. First, a word for our friend CJ at DAC Diesel. CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, it's just a beautiful day. Holy smokes. And we've been waiting for this for a long time. So it's definitely nice. Got the doors open on the shop. Got a customer just leaving with his heavy truck right now. So, yeah, just busy all the time down here. But, yeah, I just wanted to quick mention, you know, it's been a while again since I've talked about that True Saver 25. And that there, it not only increases your fuel economy, but it also, it'll increase your fuel economy by about 25%, but then also, you will not have any more DPF costs. It totally takes care of your regeneration. Your DPF filter doesn't plug up. So the guys that still have all their emissions on their trucks, their big trucks, you know, this is something definitely to give me a call about. You know, it'll save you money just on your fuel economy. It'll save you money plus not, you know, having to regen or having that extra money sticking into your DPF. You know, that's a good thing there too. And then another thing is we got a few school districts in the state of North Dakota that are actually putting them on their school buses. So, you know, the school districts saw what they could do, how much money they could save with them, you know, so they're getting them on their school buses. And not only that, they won't have to worry about the trucks breaking or their buses breaking down or leaving them stranded with the students on them. So that's huge.
Saving money, a good thing.
Yep.
Give CJ a call for more information, 258-5011 at the shop, 258-5011, or on the cell, 210-0888, dacdiesel.com. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
22 past the hour, more of our conversation with Wayne Stanger, Attorney General. If you have a question or comment, 258-0550. So you're telling us the status of where the WOTUS battle is right now and the complication of the starting with one administration and now a different administration and then some other environmentalists coming in to battle as well. Where are we at today?
We're kind of finding that the EPA is like trying to move a cemetery. You don't get any help from the inside. And that's what's happening here. So while the case was pending before the U.S. Supreme Court, there was a stay that was imposed saying no further proceedings until that determination was made. They made it unanimously, so we went back to the court and said, let's pick up where we left off. The EPA, through their lawyers, came in and said, let's put this off for a year or two. We're trying to repeal the rule, which is true, but we still have to contend with the environmental groups who think they don't have that authority. So it seems to me the best thing to do is proceed with the litigation. I think we have an excellent case, and what I really want to do is put a wooden stake through the heart of this very bad regulation.
The Congressional Review Act came within one vote of being able to repeal the anti-flaring legislation that the BLM wanted to put in, duplicative regulation that was already in place in the state. Didn't happen. They said, well, we'll fix it piece by piece. Any progress on that front?
Yes, we're litigating that, too. We also, I had to go to Casper, Wyoming. We got an injunction against enforcement of that rule because it's the BLM now claiming that they have authority under the Clean Air Act, and they don't. And in addition to that, the state of North Dakota has some robust rules that that protect our air. And I think that sometimes a mistake that is made is that that some of these groups claim that if we don't do it the federal government's way, we aren't going to do anything at all. Where North Dakota has its own version of the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, we work with industry to make sure things are clean, and the result of it is North Dakota, year after year, is proven to have the cleanest air in the nation.
One of my favorite ones, because it seems to be a no-brainer, is when the federal government allowed people to illegally encamp and protest a legally authorized pipeline and caused the state of North Dakota a whole lot of money. That was obviously done by a previous administration. You and I have talked about this before. Are we getting any closer to going after the feds on that?
We are, if I can just tease you on this a little bit. What the state of North Dakota is going to do is to file a claim against the federal government, specifically the Army Corps of Engineers, whose duty it was to protect the land under its jurisdiction along the river. And they didn't do that. In order to be or to organize event on those lands, you have to get a permit. You have to post a $1 million bond. You have to assure that you're in compliance with all of the regulations. They didn't do any of that. They abdicated their responsibility. Now, in order to reclaim the $40 million that it cost the state of North Dakota, you have to file under a federal law which is known as the Federal Tort Claims Act, a claim for the total amount of the damages. And then they have 6 months to determine whether they're going to pay it or deny it. And then, and then, and only then can you file a lawsuit. And so that's the path that we're heading down. But of course, in order to file that claim, you have to list all of the expenses that you incurred. And so when you get to $40 million, you can imagine that the amount of time that it takes to do that is rather extensive, because we had law enforcement agencies from all over the country who were here, a number of state agencies, the health department, the Division of Emergency Management, my office, who were involved, and then law enforcement from all around the state of North Dakota. So we're assembling that that accounting, because you can't, you have to claim the whole amount. You can't come back and add things later on. So
will it be something you anticipate yet this year?
Oh yes. Yeah. Well, in fact, we have to, because this all started in August of 2016. There's a 2-year statute of limitations, and so we have to evade the claim before that.
Got it. Only have 90 seconds left, but I do want to ask you about something in the news recently, the voter ID law. It sounded as though many people were happy with the decision by the judge, that for the most part there was things in there that said this is going to be a good decision. Now I noticed there was recently another decision about that. Is that a bad one?
Well, the legislature made some changes to the statute, and most of the injunction that the judge had previously issued was lifted. And the part that I think made most people very happy is that you now have a provision for a provisional ballot. So if you go in and you sign an affidavit that I live here, you don't just put that ballot into the box with all of the rest of them and never be able later to determine whether that was a valid vote or not. Under this now approved statute, which the judge accepted, we can have provisional ballots. You set them aside. The voter has 6 days to come in and prove their residence. There's one area, well, there's a couple of areas, but one major one that causes some concern is that the ruling requires that we accept post office boxes as addresses. And, of course, it's possible to live in, we have people who live in North Dakota get their mail in South Dakota. We probably have people who live in Moorhead and get their mail over at the Fargo Post Office. That doesn't help determine what jurisdiction, what legislative district they might live in is not determined by your post office address, but by your actual residence. So we have some issue with that. We're appealing that today. We're just putting the final touches on the appeal to the Eighth Circuit, hoping that we can get the injunction lifted before the June 12th primary.
You confident that this is as it should be?
Well,
come November, what the legislature intended?
Well, I think that it's important, first of all, that people provide proof of who they are and where they live. I don't think that's too onerous, especially in North Dakota, where you can get a driver's license, you can get a non-driver's identification. We pay particular attention to folks who live on the Indian reservations. You can get a tribal ID. None of those things are all that difficult to get. We think we have a good strong chance on appeal, but of course we'll see what the court does when we get there.
A lot going on. Thanks for the update on all these things on the plate. Appreciate it. Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General, on a whole host of issues today on What's on Your Mind, a little mini version of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll continue with more after this. Folks, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. They help us each week tell you about things that should be on your safety calendar. That's right. We want them on your safety calendar. We want you safe. Okay? Here's an example of a couple of things that are coming up. WSI is actually putting on educational sessions in Grafton, May 7th, 2 to 4 p.m., May 8th, from 9 to 11 a.m. And loss control services, offerings, by the way, there are discounts available to WSI policyholders to attend those. Space is limited to 2 individuals per company. You can register at workforcesafety.com/calendar. So those are coming up, May 7th, 2 to 4, May 8th, 9 to 11, both in Grafton, both on loss control services from WSI, something that folks in the retail world, in business in general, are always wrestling with, no question about that. Let's see here, Stephen in Fargo and Gerald in Williston want to weigh in on a couple of topics, and we're going to tell you about National Law of Prayer and North Dakota's role in all of that coming up here. With Betty Grandy. But first, Stephen in Fargo, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, first of all, I want to extend my condolences for your recent loss there, Scott. And the second thing, this stuff about safe places up at NDSU, that's kind of pushing things a little bit to a stretch for the simple reason. You know, like you pointed out earlier, there's no safe spaces for military personnel in combat. I do construction and drive a truck out here. There's no safe spaces out here, you know, when you're doing your job, building the city and being part of the solution. I'm not understanding why so many parents are letting their children go to places of high learning without changing their huggies and teaching them how to be an adult?
It's a good question. You know, I think the first responsibility lies with the parents, even of college students. You know, there's still dialogue going on there. They still should be sent to college with that effort. And I would hope that a college student at NDSU would say safe spaces. I mean, it's not called safe spaces. They're called relaxation rooms, I think is what they are, and relaxation stations. With the ball pit and the board games and the Play-Doh and the
It's another word, Scotty, for safe places, man.
Maybe so. Whatever you call it, they all, to me, are very alarming. You know, I mean, and yes, I can have some fun with it, and we were joking about it earlier, and, you know, I would imagine there are good intentions behind the folks at NDSU that said we should have this, and wouldn't the ball, you know, pit be fun, and then we could do some Play-Doh, and, you know, they have all good intentions. But the root cause or the root, push to have this is what worries me, that, you know, that somehow, because, again, I would love somebody, especially this would be a North Dakota kind of thing to say, to talk about, you know, have some members of the military there on what they on how they deal with stress to help these students get through, the tests and finals week. Have some, pastors there to talk about ways that you can, you know, have a stronger faith in your life and deal with that. Because people do this all the time. They do it in the military. They do it in farming and ranching. They do it in banking. It's part of life. It is stressful. Life is stressful. So let's give them tools that they can deal with it that doesn't include a ball pit, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying?
It's part of life, Scotty. I mean, you know, it's what it is, man. I mean, it's not going to get any better as you get older. I mean, it's just part of life. You either man up or woman up and do what you got to do, or you're going to always look for a comfort zone, a safe space. My comfort zone is when my work day is done and I go back to my house and I play with my dog. That's my safe space. But when my responsibilities are done.
I hear you, Stephen, and I appreciate you. You provided some good counsel here. Let me get these other two in here quickly. Paul on the road. What's your thought, Paul?
Well, mine is a lot of this started a long ways back when they started giving out participation ribbons. A lot of these kids don't know how to handle stress when they lose a game. If something goes wrong, they've been coddled. They've never run into a wall and had to pull themselves up by the boots.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we can trace this back a little bit. That we're not keeping score because we don't want anybody to be upset. You know, the as you say, the participation ribbons. That's the root cause of this, where you are coddled to the point where you're not dealing with reality, the real world. Good point, Gerald and Williston. Your take. You're next, and what's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. First, I'd like to extend my condolences on Mrs. Heitkamp. On this farm program, which is all tied into the supplemental food nutrition, their farmers, they can draw money as long as they make less than $800,000 a year. Well, for single mothers and families, that should be the same amount. It's all the same program. And the lady said people to get the supplemental food nutrition is 16 pages long. Well, does the farmers have to pay that, have 16-page application also? And also, this CRP, paying land to be into grass. How about if we quit that welfare program and just stop paying it? All the hunters like it, and all the fish and game in every state likes it, because the federal is paying for land to be hunted on, and the farmer gets paid. Let's quit some of that. There's no reason for it. Eisenhower started it with the Soil Bank program. He signed it in 57, I believe. But that's what's on my mind, and I hope to take note of that.
Thank you for the call, Gerald, and also thank you for mentioning again the loss of the Heitkamp family and their mother, Doreen. The visitation is in Manador this afternoon from 5 until 7 at St. Peter's and Paul Church there, and also prayer service at 7, Rosary 5:30, the visitation 9 a.m. And then tomorrow, and then the funeral at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So thanks for mentioning that. Betty Grandy is here to tell us about something that she's told us about the last couple of years, and that is the National Day of Prayer and a North Dakota role in that. I like, there are prayer breakfasts, and there are different things that are going on. But the nice thing about this one is the idea is that everybody's praying at the same time.
Yeah.
And there are events everywhere. If there's an event where you live, let us know. I did get a note here from someone in Carson saying 5:30 Mountain Time in Carson, North Dakota. They are having a gathering. I got to go back and find that if they told us where that's at. But if there are others, let us know. You can text me at 367-2054 or give us a call at 258-0550. Hi, Betty. How are you?
I am doing great, and you can learn about that event in Carson if you go to National Day of Prayer, ND 2018 on Facebook. And it's also posted on the nationaldayofprayer.org. If you click on the state of North Dakota, you'll be able to find that information. We were fortunate that somebody out of Carson is very active, and they posted it up on our Facebook, and we have been promoting it for them, and we put it on their on the national site also.
Sounds good. I think we mentioned that one the other day. It is at the American Legion Hall. Mm-hmm. That's happening. What else is happening?
Well, May 3rd, across this country, from the time the sun rises in Maine until the sun sets in Hawaii, there will be approximately 30,000 observations of National Day of Prayer across our country. And it will also have an event 6:30 Central Time in Washington, D.C. that you can live stream. Go on the nationaldayofprayer.org, and you can see how to click onto that and live stream it if you wish. But I would prefer you, if you're from Fargo, at the Holiday Inn at 6:30 and have a National Day of Prayer event here in Fargo. And we will be hosting two events this year, one at 12 o'clock till 1 and the other 6:30 to 7:30, both at the Holiday Inn. We have great speakers covering many areas, starting with a prayer for repentance, talking about prayer for family, church, government, business, education, media, and military. And that is the way all the National Day of Prayer events come through, is that they prayerfully ask for forgiveness and hope and love for each of these areas, and just really stepping into this. At every state capital will have an event. Some of them are doing them at breakfast, some are doing them at lunch, some are doing them in the evenings, but every state capital will have an event. There's events at county courthouses, at city halls. Jamestown's is at city hall. They're on the steps of various schools and businesses. Some are hosted in churches, nursing homes. We have, I think it's Maddock hosts theirs in a nursing home. It's just precious. Go on the website or in the Facebook National Day of Prayer ND 2018 and look those up. We have them all listed out there. Find one that's close to you and attend it.
Fantastic event. All about unity, to be doing this together.
Yes. This year's theme is Pray for America, Unity. We are using Ephesians 4:3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And we are just looking for unity across our nation. We are looking for a gathering of all people of all socioeconomic backgrounds, political, ethnic, and just praying together for this nation and praying that people can come together and find that unity that this nation so desperately needs. There will be over 2 million people praying tomorrow. I mean, it's just a really great event. And it's wonderful. We have other countries that actually join in and pray for the United States tomorrow. It's a really great thing, seeing other countries in support of us in this endeavor. There's over 40,000 volunteers. It's an event that just keeps growing and moving. This was started a long time ago, you know.
In Bismarck, the event will happen over the noon hour.
Correct.
Memorial Hall, mm-hmm. noon until 1, mm-hmm. at the State Capitol Building. Again, Betty's got all these on the Facebook page, but there also is two events in Fargo, National Day of Prayer events, as you mentioned, one at noon and then at 6:30 at the Holiday Inn. Christine, 6 to 8 p.m. in National Day of Prayer, Eagle Valley, Christine, North Dakota. A whole Maddock, North Dakota at 8:45 a.m. I'm looking at a few of these. Minot, 7 p.m. Northland Harvest Church, Bowdoin, North Dakota. Many of them. So Jamestown, City Hall, noon hour. What a great event. We'll tell you more after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
New numbers on the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Just another item for your calendar. If it isn't there yet, it should be for sure, because coming up on May 22nd, 23rd, 24th, the 26th annual Williston Basin Petroleum Conference comes to Bismarck, goes back and forth between Saskatchewan and North Dakota every year, and they have only 8 booths remaining. They have, you know, out of nearly 300, they have about 1,800 attendees, so I think they're pretty close to, you know, being able to cap that. Forget the exact number that they were at there, but it was pretty high. There's 70 speakers now. 6 of the Bakken's top 8 producing companies represented by a CEO or an executive at the conference. More than 70 total speakers. Just a who's who of the industry. Harold Hamm, Continental, Greg Hill of Hess, Brad Holly of Whiting, the heads from ConocoPhillips, Oasis Petroleum, Tommy News coming, Mark Pearson of Liberty, Jack Stark of Continental Resources, Lee Tillman of Marathon Oil. They just announced that one, so that's pretty incredible. CNBC is going to be broadcasting live all day on the 23rd as well, and they are getting close, as I said, to being at capacity. So over 1,800 pre-registered. They'll probably have about 2,500 there. So if you want a presence at that event, I'd go to WBPC, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, ND, WBPCND.org. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, I'm going to finish with Betty Grandy, then I'll chat with James and Cavalier and Carol on the road and a couple of things we've been yakking about. What else do we need to know about National Day of Prayer and North Dakota's role in it, Betty?
Well, North Dakota is just one of every, all 50 states that will be participating, and there's some really neat statistics that go with this. Since 1952, every single president has signed the proclamation. Every governor last year and in many of the years has signed the proclamation. So it is a very important event across our nation. It started with the first call to prayer in 1775 when the Continental Congress went to prayer over wisdom for our nation. Lincoln called for humiliation, fasting, and prayer in 1863. In 1952, we had joint Congress under Truman declared a National Day of Prayer. So then in 1988, under Ronald Reagan, it was signed into law that on the first Thursday of every May, there would be a National Day of Prayer. And that's where we're at today. It is just something that our nation feels compelled to do and is just blessed to have. It brings a blessing. In the past, before 1952, there were a handful of presidents, and this is just a sad kind of statistic, but it's an interesting one. A handful of presidents did not sign the proclamation for various reasons. They died in office. Now, I'm not saying, I don't mean to make it sound so.
But it needed something. They were missing something.
Yeah, they missed something. It was kind of an interesting thing. And there were two that did on a different day and different, obviously, for different reasons, and that was Taft and Harding. They did it on Thanksgiving.
Here's my encouragement. If you've never been part of these, just take an hour. Take it in. And because it's for one, comforting to know others are there as well. And you'll see a big gathering of folks wherever they're at. So if you've never done this before, just make this a year. You say, I'm going to be part of this. I can take an hour. I can do it. And a lot of prayer for unity right now, which can do some great things. Matthew 18:20, when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. So that's something to remember as well. There I am with them. So, Betty, thank you for all your good leadership on this wonderful effort, and look forward to lots of folks participating tomorrow on the National Day of Prayer.
Great. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Thank you. Let's see here. We have a couple of minutes left, a couple of folks wanting to weigh in on the various topics on the day. James and Cavalier is next to do that. Hey, James, what's on your mind?
I just got a quick comment. Do you think if we would have built a giant safe space in Sacramento, California, and gave all the Democrats Hillary Clinton participation ribbons after the election, we'd still have this special counsel?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I think so. I don't know. They might have felt a little more calm while they were protesting and screaming and hollering and hating, but I'm guessing they still would have done it. Just me. I don't know. Todd, Kev, anybody else want to weigh in on on James's quiz there. What's going on there, James? Your alarm going off?
Oh, I was just commenting on, the safe spaces and participation. And, if we all just laced up our boots in the morning, went to work, and gave a little more appreciation for each other, it would be a better country.
It would. Stress will be part of you. In this world, you will have trouble. I'm quoting lots of verses today. But yeah,
there's no way around stress.
Yeah, and sometimes it's okay. It's in one way builds character, it builds strength. I mean, you come out of those events stronger, wiser, and all the rest. James, good point on your part. Couple of comments on our Facebook page. I haven't put up the Twitter poll yet, but I'll do that just to keep you going all day long. but I do have the story up to the KVRR story on NDSU's relaxation station for NDSU students. And some of your comments, they're humorous, but Matt says, I thought college was supposed to prepare students for the real world. Yeah. Terry Joe says, makes you wonder how they will ever survive that boss waiting for them in the real world in that job. They're going to work until they get their perfect job. I see a lot of unpaid student loans coming, says Amy. We used to drink beer to relieve stress at finals time, says Christy. So some of your comments there, check them out on Facebook, and we'll just keep that conversation going, okay? All right, friends, we're out of time. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.